Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here's the question. Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Okay, if you happened to be watching the Thursday night football game last night between the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans, there's a good chance that you saw my brother get carted off the field. In the third quarter of the game, he suffered a non-contact injury to his left leg before being helped off the field by trainers and eventually carted off the field. Only be taken to the hospital. Now, it was a weird moment for me personally because I had not seen the actual play. So when I looked up at the TV, it was about 5 seconds before they carted him off the field. I had no idea what was going on. I was at a bar that was playing music. Honest to God, Livin' La Vida Loca was on when all this happened. So the volume on the TV was down. My phone starts blowing up and every armchair diagnosis possible starts coming in. So finally, I texted my brother, and in spite of the headlines that read, quote, NFL referee carted off field with frightening leg injury, that's one of them, and NFL referee Adrian Hill carted off after suffering, quote, nasty injury. He has a sprained calf. That is what it is. It is a sprained calf. That's it. And while the injury is not serious, he says the pain is, but overall, he is okay. He sees a sports doctor on Monday. They'll get a deeper diagnosis. In the meantime, the man injured himself simply because he moved. It was not anything cool like getting trucked by a linebacker. No, he stepped wrong and then had to hop away. But it serves as a reminder of how easy it is to hurt yourself without doing much. In fact, we talked to Taryn Daly this morning from the Daily Migs Morning Show, and she shared a story of us about the time her father blew out his Achilles. What did he do? Was he playing softball? Was he performing on stage and did a leg kick? No, he was stepping over a baby gate, and that took his ass down. But sometimes, man, you kind of did nothing, and you end up with an injury. So maybe you broke your ribs because you were sneezing, or you pinched a nerve in your neck just by sleeping. Today, we want to know, what is the least amount of effort you've put into injuring yourself?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Which all's away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,433. What a large and in charge program we have for you today, the last day of Hoodie Week. That is exactly right.
Damn it.
What? You forgot to put on your captain's hat?
Or your hoodie? Okay. Both.
Yesterday we had a bet based on our men's room poll. Last day of Hoodie Week, we determined we were going to do one other weird thing. So today, I determined that I was not going to wear socks. This has been the worst decision that I've made in my lifetime. As far as just not being comfortable, it is cold outside. I thought it was going to be funny, Ted, because, you know, you're going to be sitting beside me.
Correct.
Prop my feet up.
Generally.
For the entirety of the show and just annoy the living hell out of you. That didn't work out because you are manning the board today and the wheels of steel.
Right.
So not only did I not wear socks today, but I decided to go with a zip-up hoodie with no shirt on underneath it. That's exactly right. Zip-up hoodie.
And the stash looks good.
And I cut out the stash for you like you asked.
I don't know that it looks good.
And Steve did not go commando today.
I completely forgot, to be honest with it.
I knew that was going to happen.
Well, I'm wearing the hat.
I wonder if Mike is commando on his plane.
He said he is.
He did say he is.
He texted me earlier. Or emailed me earlier.
He's on a plane commando.
Yes.
And you're still wearing yours?
Yeah, because I didn't think about it. I was a little distracted by some family stuff came up.
So yeah. Right.
I think you should take him off.
Take him off right now. That's right. Take him off.
Commercial break.
Watch the YouTube numbers go crazy. If you watch the show on YouTube at KISW Rock, that would be we'll see the bump in the numbers go up. More people smashing the like burger, so to speak. But it is hoodie week. Thank God this is over with, so I can finally get back to wearing t-shirts and everything.
I've been enjoying it. It feels like a regular week to me.
Mm-hmm. Right, for you, it's
regular
week.
I'm just like, yeah.
What else we got for you today? We got a lot. It's a big show. It is a positive Friday, last day of Hoodie Week. The return coming up of Ted versus the FCC. Ted, this will be try number three. And I know you get a little bit more nervous back there with the fact that you also man the dump button.
Correct.
I'll do my best on this. But it's a third attempt at this. Ted
got
to
get.
We got to get this one right today. Ted versus the FCC is coming up at 4:35. And, of course, we'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day that it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And let's face it, this weekend, this week, we get ready to gorge on a hell of a lot of food, be it the fact that maybe you got a couple days off before the Thanksgiving break. Either way, when Thanksgiving hits, we have the day off. Hopefully you do as well. But we're going to gorge our face off. So today, in honor of the celebration of gorging yourself, we have Weird Al Yankovic taking on Weird Al Yankovic. The first tune would be Fat.
Shamon.
Jam on it.
You know I'm bad, fat, I'm bad. Come on.
And as far as artists go, Weird Al has a ton of songs to deal with food.
He really does, man.
Yeah. He's got probably at least 12 songs dealing with food. So we add another. Not only is Weird Al Yankovic fat, is going up against himself again with Eat It.
Just eat it.
Ooh.
What?
I thought I was going with Fat, but...
Well, they're both Michael Jackson parodies.
I just forgot how much fun this was. And when I was a kid, we sang it all the time.
Just eat it.
Just eat it.
Will it be Weird Al Yankovic, Eat It, or Weird Al Yankovic and Fat? Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with the shot of the day. Okay, before we get into the question, Steve, I'm going to read you some emails and some comments from some concerned listeners. Hi, Thrill.
Hi.
Saw the game last night. Sending your bro my best wishes and hope he's back out officiating soon.
Okay.
Here's another. Geez, I didn't know anything happened to Adrian. Yeah, I hope he recovers very quickly. Here's another. Steve, how's your brother? Hope he's okay. How is your brother, Thrill? Just heard your broadcast. I watched that game. Yeah, we thought he was in big trouble. But glad you got the reason out on the air. Wait, there's more. Steve, sorry about your brother's injury. I hope he's okay. That from Leslie Blakeway. Ola, I'm sure at least one of you saw Adrian Hill get carted off the field last night. I'm just wondering if Steve can talk about it. What happened? Is he okay? I feel bad for the other ref having to do everything by himself.
Your brother did not look comfortable taking over the role.
Hi, Thrill. I hope your brother is all right. I've never seen a ref be carted off the field before. Prayers for him and your family for the embarrassment. No, I didn't say that.
People were very concerned. Yeah. I got about 5 tweets just of mine right away.
Oh, Taren, my phone exploded.
Taren Daly right texted me.
Oh, yeah.
Is he okay?
Love you, Steve. That from Kevin. He says he loves us all.
I will say, a lot of it, people thought, it seemed like your brother had passed. some of
the way the texts were coming in. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, guys.
I wish we could say we're done. We're not. Hoping Adrian will be okay. Thoughts and prayers that he will be back. Thoughts and prayers for your brother and his calf, and for Mandy. Steve, I saw your brother go down during Thursday night football last night.
Oh, thank God, that's what you mean.
I hope he's okay. That for Mark. I'm not done. Ola, thrill. Saw the injury to your brother in tonight's game. I hope it's nothing serious and he recovers soon. Praying for a fast recovery, Greg. He will be happy to know there's a lot of people out there praying for him.
Oh, I'll let him know. I said everyone in Seattle's looking out for you, man.
Here is the official story. NFL referee Adrian Hill suffered a non-contact injury to his left leg while officiating the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans game on Thursday evening. Texan staff members helped Hill off the field before he was carted away. Umpire Roy Ellison took over the referee duties. The injury occurred during the third quarter when Bills quarterback Josh Allen took a sack from Texans defensive end Danielle Hunter.
One of the eight.
Hill was behind the action in the end zone and jogged toward the play before he began limping. That's when he received assistance from Texas officials before being helped off of the field. Hill worked as a college official from 2004 till 2009 before moving on to the NFL as a line judge in 2010. He got promoted to head referee in 2019. Mm-hmm. However, he works as a Space Department flight software engineer.
Not a rocket scientist, see?
For the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory.
What a dumbass.
On a full-time basis. Quote, I work a lot on the software that monitors the health of the spacecraft, said Hill, who has worked with NASA missions. He told CBS Baltimore's Rick Ritter in 2021, when things were going well, things are very quiet. As soon as something goes wrong, you're the first guy that people go to. By the way, Adrian Hill was named Engineer of the Year by the Baltimore chapter of the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics in 2006. On the field.
Oh, 06.
Yeah.
He's probably gotten dumb.
Oh, there's an asterisk.
He's got dumber after that.
Yeah, it should have been someone else in 2006.
20 years of stupidity.
That was the height of his career.
Yeah, it's all downhill from there.
On the field, Hill has worked two NFC wildcard playoff games in 2022 and 2023 and well over 100 matchups as a head referee overall. But again, the headline, NFL ref Adrian Hill carted off the field. And as many people noted, that was the first time in their NFL watching history, personally, that they'd ever seen a referee carted off the field.
Now, those are some of the headlines. I get up this morning. NFL ref Adrian Hill carted off field after suffering injury in Bills versus Texans. Cool. NFL referee Adrian Hill carted off field with injury during Bills-Texans game. Ref injures himself during Bills-Texans game. What happened to Adrian Hill? That's the full headline. Referee Adrian Hill carted off with a leg injury. We continue. Referee Adrian Hill injured during Thursday night football game. Okay. NFL referee carted off with frightening leg injury during Thursday night football game. ESPN raised the question, what happens when the referee gets hurt during an NFL game? Latest on Adrian Hill after exiting Bills-Texans. NFL referee Adrian Hill injured. Head official leaves Bills-Texans game with non-contact injury.
Wait, there's more.
Referee Adrian Hill carted off after non-contact leg injury during Bills. By the way, that headline... It's from a paper in India.
Well, I was going to say,
will
you read off the sources of some of those?
And then this last one I'm going to read to you from Daily Mail in England. NFL referee Adrian Hill carted off after suffering nasty injury. And Bills Texans Monday Night Football game clash. So we had Yahoo Sports, ESPN, Football Zebras, which is specifically about referees and all that. NBC Sports, USA Today, Yahoo News, and look. It's everywhere.
It's a worldwide story.
And it's cracking me up.
It's almost like me riding the bus with a dog.
It's like things need to be clickbaity. I get it. So when you see, gnarly injury and all this. So here's the thing. I was at a bar. All right. So my son has basketball practice. There's a bar around the corner from his school. So for the hour that he's at practice, my wife and I and a third friend, we're sitting in the bar drinking beers. We knew the game was on. I'm kind of glancing at it. All right. But at this bar, the volume on the TV is down. But the music is playing. And the song Livin' La Vida Loca pops on. And we kind of chuckle. We're talking about Livin' La Vida Loca, what happened to Ricky Martin. I glance at the screen again. And when I glance at the screen, my brother's standing on the sideline. And then they have a caption that says his name. 7 years as referee. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, this is one of those big plays where they have to go to New York, right? A replay. Somebody's challenged something. I have no idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I'm very cool. Let me start talking about Ricky Martin again.
I texted you right away.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When I look back up at the screen, I see him getting on the cart and they're driving him out. So now I realize, oh, God, like something. And again, the volume on the TV is down. It's just Ricky Martin living La Vida Loca. So I'm like, I don't know what's happening. And it took him forever to show the replay. So before they show the replay, my phone blows up and everyone's like, dude. Yeah. I think it's Achilles.
I thought he pulled a hammy.
I texted him Achilles.
Those were the main two, but I mean, I'm getting texted by pretty much everyone. Well, a strained calf is much
better than an Achilles or a blown hammy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I also consciously put in Achilles because I was like, I don't want you to think he got trucked.
Well, that's the thing. So I'm waiting, and they finally showed the replay, and the way everyone's lined up, I'm like, oh, dude, I can see this already. He's about to get run over. And the play starts, and that's what I'm waiting to see. So now I'm kind of focusing on the players. Which player is the guy that ran his ass over in the end zone? Because that's where he was. He was in the end zone, if you didn't see. And then I see him hopping up and down. I'm like, he didn't do a goddamn thing. He just pulled a muscle. He literally just pulled a muscle.
Yeah,
all right?
So, but he could continue.
But now I'm watching the replay. So what's worse is they show the entire replay in slow motion. So I'm just watching him bounce up and down like he's on the moon. I can see like a little distress on his face. He's trying to be cool. Like I said, the hardest part for me to watch was just seeing the two Houston trainers dragging his ass off the field.
Yeah.
Like, that's worse than the cart. Because, like, to me, the cart says, okay, you're going to greener pastures, where when your ass is getting dragged off the field, like, oh, you're not in good shape. You cannot move under your own power.
More reason to respect the Houston Texans than the Buffalo Bills staff. Because they actually cared.
They actually cared.
Well, it's their home field.
I know. And then they won. But I picked that game.
But I see them dragging his ass off the field. And again... the volume's down. So I'm just like, I know they're talking about this right now. I have no idea what they're saying. Keep in mind, my phone is still blowing up. But I realize, okay, the broadcasters do not know what happened because no one's filling me in. Everyone's still speculating. But they're clearly watching the game in real time. Yeah. And again, I'm watching it. I don't remember what came on after Ricky Martin, but his song did stop. And another song pops on. So I don't hear anything. So finally, I'm like, F it. I'm going to text him. And part of the reason I didn't want to bug him is because I know in real time, you just got carted off the effing field like 5 minutes ago. But I text him, and he's like, look, man, I'm not dying. He's like, something on my leg. I think I popped a muscle. I'll find out more. I'm like, cool.
Now, who else texted him?
Also, my son and my daughter. Because he let me know. He goes, my niece and my nephew both texted me. I texted them both back. So now, it's 8 o'clock. I'm going back to the school.
Well, but then you had to pick up your kid, right?
I had to pick up my kid. So at 8 o'clock, walk back around the corner, grab my son. And he walks out of basketball practices. He has his phone, and he looks real distressed. Understand, my son, he is the epitome of a family man. If he is a family member of yours, he has your back. He'll take a bullet for you, right? He's just that kid. And so he looks real upset. He's got the phone, and he's like bum-rushing me.
Because people are texting him.
People are texting him. And it's just, hey, like, your uncle has gone down. So from my son's perspective, but he's not necessarily wrong, but the way he perceives me and my brother, we are 3,000 years old. We are fragile, and we can die for any reason at any time because we are old. So he thought it was one of those clutched his chest on the field.
Well, he did clutch.
And just dropped.
Yeah. Because it was.
Right? But that, my son thought like he had a heart attack. So when he kind of told, I said, hey, no. I said, look, man, he's not damaged. I said, he injured himself. He said, what happened? I said, honestly, man, nothing. Nothing happened. I said, he moved and he snapped something. So now my son laughs and starts pulling it up in the car. And he's showing me like every video, every comment, every meme. People are quick on the memes. So yeah, he texted him. My brother's like, the best text I got actually were from my niece and my nephew. Yeah. You know, I have the kids, and he explained, like, I am fine, I'm not dying, but here's where my kids are bummed, all right? So he's like, is he going to officiate again? I said, I don't know. I don't have all the information. And in real time, this happened like 25 minutes ago. He is busy. I guarantee he's getting blown up. He's got to go to the hospital. Just give him a freaking minute, you know, to settle his own situation. He will let us know. But my brother's supposed to officiate the Seahawks-Colts game here in Seattle on December 14th, I believe it is.
Yeah.
It's soon, right?
Yeah,
December 14th. So it's super soon. Just so you know, the injury that my brother sustained, he sprained his calf.
That's what's the recovery Achilles. Period, do we know?
We don't know yet. He's in a boot right now. He said it hurts to walk. I said, don't walk. Like, there's your problem. Just solve. So it's a sprained calf. He goes to see a sports orthopedist on Monday. We'll look at the full diagnosis of what went down, and then we'll find out when he comes back. So the issue is, we're very close to that Seahawks-Colts game. It's 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
So is he coming out or not?
I don't know I mean, best case scenario,
your kids don't care if he's officiating the game. They want to see their uncle.
They want to see their uncle. They could give a rat's ass whether or not he's officiating the game. They were happy he was officiating the game because he was going to stay with us while he's here in Seattle. So now my son, he's devastated by this. He's like, you tell him he has to get healthy. I'm like, medicine does not work that way, but I will certainly let him know.
Is he out of Houston yet?
I don't know.
I hope so. Because basically what you're saying from yesterday's conversation about 80 relatives showing up for everything.
They would all show up in that hospital room.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh,
he's in Houston.
That actually made me laugh. I'm like, dude, he may have said something to the front like, hey, you can't let... A lot of people are going to show up, and they're going to ask for sweet baby boy or something along those lines. Yeah. Like, tell them I'm at a different hospital, whatever. Actually, I'll text them to find out.
I like that all stacked up in the hospital, too. Like,
they would all.
He's really, he's like
every
dying.
Every one of them
But here's the thing. So I get the text back from you. Yeah, he's going to live, whatever. So I'm like, all right, so watch the end of the game. It's on Amazon Prime. And Richard Sherman and Ryan Fitzpatrick, those guys are talking together. And I can't remember if it was Fitzpatrick or Sherman goes something to the effect of like, you see, this is why these guys need to stay in shape.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, man. Like, you're going to pile on him now?
He's a 59-year-old man on turf, bro. What do you want?
I know. That's like, I wanted to hop on because social media was just crushing him. It's like, dude, he's in shape. He's just not a professional footballer.
If I was still on Twitter, I would have been, the guys, on behalf of my brother, shut the F.
And those are two guys that have the same guys, the same age as them, still playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
Maybe not the same positions, but I mean, there's definitely guys that old
playing
in the NFL. Like, you guys can still get out there, but, you know, you're still kind of in your prime. So our question, what is the least amount of effort that you put into injuring yourself? 206-803-ROCK.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Once again, we partner up with the Washington State Council Firefighters for Operation Warm for Coats for Kids. Unfortunately, 300,000 children live in poverty here in Washington State. And, of course, they need a coat for the wintertime. Our goal is to put a brand-new coat on a child who needs one. 2,500 kids is the goal. If we can do better than that, obviously, we would love to. $25 puts a brand-new American-made coat on a kid who needs one. Please donate now or over the weekend if you can at KISW.com. All right, Steve, talking about you were in the bar. Your kid was practicing basketball next door or whatever.
Right, so the school's next to the bar.
They're playing and, Ricky Martin, so you don't know anything as far as the audio of what is happening.
This is the stupidest part. Ricky Martin song, Living La Vida Loca, right?
That's a banger.
And we all make a comment about it, and then I'm having a conversation about the fact. My wife informs me he used to be on General Hospital, okay? I did not know that.
All right.
And I'm like, wasn't Rick Springfield on, Jesse's Girl? Wasn't he on General Hospital? She says, yeah. So I'm like, man, that could be a big dummy question. This is the conversation we're having. Like, you know, what daytime soap opera produced the most, I don't know, number one hit song, something like that. And that's when I glanced at the TV, and all the stuff starts going down with my brother. But keep in mind, because I'm listening to music, I do not hear what they're actually saying on TV. I have no idea. In fact, it's all miles outside. When I see the cart show up, I kind of jump up like, what the F? And there's a guy sitting at the end of the bar, and he kind of jokingly, he's like, oh, would you have money on the game? I'm like, no. And I said, this is going to sound insane, and I'm not lying. I'm like, that's my brother. He's like, oh, Jesus. I'm like, right. But I don't know. Because in the media, he's like, what happened to him? I'm like, this is my point, man. I don't know because goddamn Ricky Martin is screaming through the speakers. There's no audio on the TV. So I guess this is the audio that I missed explaining what happened while I'm listening to Ricky Martin watching my brother get carted off the field.
Things Adrian Hill, the referee has to come out of the game. He reached for his lower left leg, so he signaled immediately that he could not continue, at least for the moment. He's on the sideline. So, Terry, what happens right now?
So they're going to move the umpire to the referee position, and they are going to eliminate the umpire position. So he will work the entire offensive backfield by himself moving forward, and everybody else will have their normal position.
Well, so Roy Ellison, who was the umpire, you just saw a shot of him. Meanwhile, they're going to take Hill back on the cart.
Now they're showing the injury.
And here he is. He's in the end zone.
So this is me finally seeing what happened.
Pulling something or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it was, but clearly that lower left leg, he gets helped off. And now they brought a cart out and they've taken him
right
into the...
I'm kind of glad I didn't hear that. You know,
sorry, it's just so weird to hear Kurt Herbstreit going over Highland.
Or Al Michaels.
Yeah, but it's weird to hear those guys.
It's your brother.
Adrian Hill. Because they mention his name when he makes a call, right? That's it.
Yeah.
But it's weird, like, to hear those guys on national TV. Like I said, I'm kind of glad I didn't hear that now because they didn't really know what happened. It is weird to hear them just throw my brother's name back and forth. Like, yeah. Wow,
I guess that's
Herbstreit and Michaels.
They're
cool.
Carting him off the field.
Right.
Normally when you hear that, it's never.
But you're right. Good. Like, hearing Al Michaels talk about it, because he's the play-by-play guy. So he will say the refs. It's just, I don't know. It's just very weird hearing Herbstreit be like. And you got to keep in mind, you weren't watching the video. He's like breaking it down. Like, oh, you see right here, he's coming up limp. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just weird. And then, you know, to get up today, and typically, I've just never seen his name used this much.
Yeah.
Usually it'll say like a referee blew a call, a referee did this. It's Adrian Hill, as though people know who he is. They do now.
They do now.
He was trendy.
They do now, man. I know. So I'm wondering when his ass gets back on the field, like, is he going to get a particular ovation just because everyone knows who this dude is now and they saw him go down?
No.
No.
Just because, only because you have Thanksgiving in a couple weeks, people just forget.
I hope so.
Unless he comes back at the Colts game and he gets announced here, that might help him.
That would be awesome. Well, that would actually be freaking awesome.
Here, there's two scenarios. It is the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
You're either watching this game or you're not. Now, no matter what, if he did this on Sunday, every single broadcast of an NFL game that's going on right now, including Red Zone,
it would cut to
goes to that like a touchdown highlight.
Right.
Look what just happened in Houston. The head ref, Adrian Hill goes down.
Octobox, look at this.
He's been carted off the field.
All eight are
so
him.
Everybody who watches every, I don't know what's worse, to only have one game or then to be on Sunday when, you've got 15 games.
I think last night.
They're going to keep making it the highlight of the game.
Because it trends. He would not have been trending if this happened on Sunday. We would have all seen it, but it wouldn't have been trending because there's other football crap going on.
Correct.
To take it.
But
Thursday
everyone
night,
sees it.
The only thing is that's, oh, they're going to show it again. Trust me, they're going to show it on Sunday.
Every
when they
replay.
Start doing the games.
But I'm with Thrill. Last night's, at least on Sunday, it would be a thing. They would mention on Red Zone, but there's so many other games they keep going. Like last
they
night,
would.
The whole country was just like, holy yes.
Right.
What's wrong with the ref?
Van Pelt would be going like, we go to Houston, look at this.
Right. I mean, but I think it's worse last night.
It leads more so than the fact that the Texans upset the Bills.
I know. That's the part, like, incidentally.
By the way, the Texans won.
Yeah.
That's not the story.
That's not trending.
I mean, it is in Houston.
Maybe.
But that's it.
So I'm hoping he gets back at least by the Hawks game. And not
Did
because,
you text him today?
I've texted him twice today. I've been trying to leave him alone for the most part. He is getting inundated with freaking texts.
We can't get that exclusive interview.
From everybody. So I just want him to get back so that my kids can see him. That's what bothered them last night.
Well, and look. As many people are bugging him. I mean, that's why I was sitting there last night. Like, you could read my text. I guess I was like, I know you know, but...
But, yeah, I know.
I just felt compelled. I think, like, Miles probably did, like, I'm sure he knows. He's probably getting in today, but, like, I got to tell him, right?
The first text I got, man, because I'm looking at the screen with the what the F is going on, and they're not showing the replay yet. And the first text I get is from my buddy who lives in Texas, and it just says, no bueno.
Yeah. And I'm, well... here's something
that's
else.
Literally,
now, I've hung out with your brother a couple times. Yeah, one of the times your wedding, he will have a couple beers with you, but
he threw down pretty well.
Yeah,
at the wedding.
Yeah, exactly. But for the most part, like, he's not one of those dudes that does drugs or any of that crap. It never has. I mean, you just know that person. So when they put him on painkillers, I'm sure.
Oh, he's loving life.
He's never injured himself in his life like this.
Yeah,
right?
No, he has not.
You need to call him when he's all looped up on Percocet or whatever the hell they give him.
What they give him, man.
And just see, because he's going to need it.
Oh, he'll definitely need it.
There's a reason these pills exist when you get in that type of pain situation. I mean, there's a reason they're there.
And again, all
not
he
for
has,
recreational use. It's for that.
Just a sprained calf.
It's also crazy. Like, I'm looking at the still now of him, them helping him off the field. You realize how tall NFL players are. Because he's, like, got his arms stretched.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's like they're, like, ducking down to help him.
That was the worst image to me. Like, jeez, man.
So our question today on this also Positive Friday, what is the least amount of effort you put into injuring yourself? 206-803-ROCK.
And, Miles, as you pointed out, my son is going to dog him for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah.
About this. Because as my son sees it, nothing happened. You moved, old man. Next thing you know, you got to hop off the field. And keep in mind, the last time my brother was trending with NFL officials is because he got hit in the face with a football while he's making
And they wouldn't let him live that down either.
No.
He didn't even do anything. He was just standing there.
He was just standing there, got hit in the face with the ball. This time, he moves as you're supposed to do, blows out his calf.
He's going to be the answer to your trivia question.
He will be. Yeah. He will be. That's exactly. I am so glad this is kind of how he goes down in history for NFL officiating. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room. Uh-oh.
Hello, Josh.
Hello, Josh.
That's not good.
Uh-oh.
That's not good
at all. Let me try someone else.
Let's try someone else.
Hello, Bear. Welcome to the men's room. Okay, this is not good. Just hang on hold.
Yeah.
It's a tech thing.
It is. It's on.
It's on. It's up.
Unfortunately, there's no one here to help us.
Yeah, Jesus no Christ. Kidding.
There is not.
There's no one here to help us. We'll figure it out. We've got this story to bring you. And this happened just this past week. And if you've seen the video of this, it's an ugly situation.
Have you seen the video? I didn't see.
Yeah. She's walking.
All right.
She is not walking on the stage for the entire time. A Miss Universe contestant is recovering after suffering a major fall during the pageant. In a shocking moment, during the preliminary evening gown round on November 19th, Miss Jamaica, as if Jamaica hadn't been through enough, Gabrielle Henry, took a massive fall off the stage. In the video, Henry is seen walking across the stage in a stunning orange gown with high heels. After posing in the front, she continues to work toward the left side of the stage when she takes the tumble. People are seen standing up in shock to make sure she's okay. Now, additional video shows a group of people coming to her aid and removing her on a stretcher.
Now, did she like walk off the stage,
hard.
Miss a stair, or
basically
what?
Whatever width the stage was, when you got to the end of it, there was just one single walkway to get off. That stage was still elevated 6 to 7 feet off the ground.
So what, did she miss, like, the single,
She, it was dark, she just walked off
the stage. Oh, like Kelsey Grammer style.
She just walked face planted. Now, hours later, the Miss Universe Jamaica organization released a statement offering an update on Henry. The organization confirmed that she experienced a fall from the main stage during the evening gown round. She was rushed to a hospital where medical professionals attended her and have advised she is not suffering from any life-threatening injuries. However, they continue to conduct tests to ensure her full recovery. The organization asked people to stay upbeat, lift her in prayer, and send positive thoughts as she receives the necessary medical care. Also thank people for the outpouring of love and support.
See, I think that is an effortless way to hurt yourself. You simply walk, the stage ends where you didn't know it did.
Well, also the competition's over for
it. Yeah, that's a good point.
She got it, yeah. So my theory here is if I punch it up.
All right, you want to try that?
Yeah,
so we're going to.
All right, let's try with Josh on line one. See?
Hola.
Hola.
There we go. We figured it out. Let it go through the back door.
Hey, so real quick, since we're all talking about Adrian now, I know you love your brother Thrill,
yeah.
But let's not forget that at the 884 pub at the Men's Room World Tour, a buddy of mine brought in a framed picture of him getting beamed in the head with a football, and you graciously signed it, thinking it was the coolest thing ever, and he's got it hanging up in his man cave right now.
Okay, first of all, I remember that. I signed that because that was awesome. It made me laugh.
Yeah.
Side note, tell your buddy I did call my brother about that and say, you're not going to believe this, but we had an event. A guy brought up a framed picture of you getting hit in the face with a football. And my brother, he started laughing. He goes, are you being serious? I said, oh, I swear to God. And I said, and I signed that damn thing with as much gusto as I could because I think it's fantastic. So, yeah, let your buddy know. My brother is aware that there is a signed picture of him getting hit in the face with a football.
That's awesome. my two lame injuries, and I should like paint a little picture. Like, I'm a contractor. I work hard. I'm a badass. I, you know, split firewood and do heavy things, you know, with my body and overexert myself.
Very manly.
All the time. And, two debilitating injuries in my, I should say I'm 38. This happened maybe when I was 35. Was me putting on my belt, just something snapped in my back, and it dropped me to my knees, and like a tear rolled down my cheek. And then the other one was washing a fork.
What happened when you washed the fork?
Like, same thing. Like, it felt like somebody just, like, shot an arrow into the center of my back. Same thing. Dropped to my knees, a little tear rolled out, and then I probably felt it for, like, 3 weeks after that.
Did you ever go get that looked at? Sounds like you got a disc problem. Or a nerve problem.
I did not. Maybe I should.
Well, it's going to happen again.
If it drops you washing a fork and putting on your belt, yeah, there's definitely something up. I will go get that looked at as well.
Like a sneeze might do it or something.
Sorry, I dropped him.
Oh, you dropped him.
I thought we were done with him.
Well, I was going to ask him, like, were you actively washing dishes or were you just washing a single fork?
Yeah. Oh, was just washing a fork? They know it's not Josh.
Damn.
I will say, you know when like people have the big stones in front of their house, like to walk up?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So around Thanksgiving, you get all the moss and stuff on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm carrying a whole thing of stuffing going to my buddy's parents' house, and I slide on one of those, but I like hold it together.
Right.
Don't drop anything, and I'm like, whew, that was scary. And my buddy's at the door, and he goes, your back's going to kill you tomorrow. I go, dude, I'm fine. And he's right. I couldn't get up for like 3 days.
I was going to say, it's almost, and look, it's instinct to prevent yourself from falling. But anytime you're slipping like that, it'd be better to just go down.
Yeah.
You know, just land on your ass, spill your stuffing. It's annoying, but when your butt stops hurting, you're fine.
But your first instinct is to try to catch yourself.
Yeah, like, anytime I'm trying to stop a slide, like you pull a muscle.
But your brain doesn't tell you don't stop the slide.
No, your brain says stop the slide
immediately.
Right, and I had a whole tray of stuffing.
But you didn't drop it.
Must have been this time some years ago.
It was. It was Thanksgiving morning. Like we just got to his house with Drago's parents up in Monroe. It's kind of out in the woods.
Did it start hurting the next day or did it start tightening up like later that night?
It seemed fine. That's what I'm saying. And like we were hanging out, but he works with people's bodies.
I was going to say.
So he knew immediately.
Right. Because he's a physical therapist.
Right. He goes, that's going to kill you tomorrow. And I go, dude, it's fine. Look, save the stuffing.
Yeah. Had a few beers before I got here, brother.
Basically.
Yes.
So then the next day I got to get up and like drive home. I'm like, oh my God, like, I can't move.
What's the least amount of effort that you put into injuring yourself? 206-803-ROCK.
Let's go to line two and talk to Chris. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
All right. So, cracking up. Thoughts and prayers to your brother.
Thank you, man.
Many prayers.
I told my brother, I said, it's based on the emails I've gotten and the text I've gotten and any other way people can reach me. You might be the most popular referee in Seattle, at least.
And or dead.
We could do like Talladega Nights. Just have a prayer. Sweet little baby.
I'd love to see that signed photo you were talking about.
If you basically Google referee getting hit in the face with a football, I'm pretty sure it'll be the first guy. But the moment the football makes impact, the guy got a still shot of that. So it looks like the ball is glued to the side of his head, but it's a close-up. And he had me sign that.
And, if there's anybody that doesn't want to be part of the game, it's your brother.
Oh, absolutely. He hates, like, additional attention.
Right.
You know? So I think this is great.
Good times. So my quick story is it happened last Friday. I'm Ted, I hope to see you tomorrow night in White Center. I was riding the bus. I was going downtown. I was supposed to go to an event. It was raining. I wasn't paying attention. And I stepped off the bus, twisted my ankle on the curb, and face planted on the sidewalk.
Oh, in public?
In public, yes. So I quickly got myself up, you know, gathered my demeanor, and ran across the street to grab the bus back home. And I've had a black eye all week.
Oh.
it's been wonderful to have people look at you and they just want to ask you what happened.
You should just get a shirt. It says, I fell off the bus. My question is, when you eat it in public, when you look at the people around you, right? Obviously, you're embarrassed, blah, blah, blah. But do they look like they want to laugh? Do they look like they are concerned? Or is it a mixture of both?
I think it was a mixture of both, but nobody stopped. Everybody just kept walking. So, you know, I just didn't want to be anybody's bother.
Yeah, I mean, on the bus, I feel like having a black eye kind of helps you out. You look tough.
You could get a T-shirt for your son. Just the picture of him either on the cart or limping off the field. You know what I mean? We got a guy that can make a T-shirt.
I know.
Once you get the image to him, you could have it made for the kids for the holidays.
Do both.
Yeah.
It should be like, you know, the matching set.
Give one for your daughter.
Collect
one for
them
your
all.
Son. Exactly.
The football to the face or laying on the cart.
Yeah, man in the cart, maybe the just cart, off the field.
Or would it be better to have the two Houston assistants dragging his ass?
Yeah.
Because to me, that was the most pathetic looking
part. I will say, I'm still looking at that photo. If you guys got all those shirts made for like the next time you saw them, that would be pretty awesome.
I might do it for him for Christmas, honest to God.
Yeah. Are you going to see him around Christmas?
I will. If I don't see him, I can get them in the mail and get them to him.
Yeah, like right, like you, the whole family by the Christmas tree, like Christmas morning. Yeah.
You can tell them I've got 20 years of shirts with me on them. I figured, you know, it'd be nice if you had your own
shirt.
Yeah,
there you go,
too.
Man. You know, I'll put a little men's room logo on there.
What is the least amount of effort that you put into injuring yourself? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.